We're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and we have Kat Neville with us for our weekly visit. She is with Explore St. Louis. Kat, thanks so much for coming in.
I'm glad to be here.
I think it's really fascinating. Not only do you reach out to the media, you reach out in ads, but then you study the impact.
Of course. I mean, you have to know if you're doing your job well.
Right. And one of the interesting things about the study that you are going to be talking about today is who St. Louis is targeting.
Yes.
To try to bring here. And one of the things that I noted was one target is women ages 25 to 54. Why is that?
They're the decision makers. When you talk about marketing cars, like large consumer goods, a lot of times marketers are targeting women in that age bracket, sometimes a little bit older, like 35 to 54. But those are women, typically, family, they have kids, and they're making those large decisions for their families, planning vacations like, hey, let's take the family to St. Louis to explore holiday lights. Usually it's mom who is going to be booking the hotel and figuring out, tickets and creating the itinerary. Not always, obviously, but that's why we're focusing on women in that age bracket.
Another thing that I think is very interesting is that you're not only looking at the impact of just bringing people here, but you're looking at the impact of what the image of St. Louis is as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's advertising. You're building the brand. We aren't, in order to kind of like create a funnel that brings people to the decision making of deciding to come to St. Louis as opposed to Kansas City or Indianapolis or, one of these other kind of mid-sized Midwestern cities that are in our competitive set. You have to set up the argument of why St. Louis should be that choice. And so a lot of the work that we do is not just saying, okay, this weekend there's a Cardinals game or, hey, it's, music at the intersection, but really building that environment around those trip triggers so that people are like, yeah, I really want to go to St. Louis. I can go to Forest Park. It has an amazing food scene. We can go see live music. I can go to the History Museum, like all of these other things. So people might choose to come for one event or, say they're coming for a conference or something like that. But then all of the other things that they experience in St. Louis, from the arts to food to shopping, all of that creates the St. Louis experience.
So these messages that you're sending out, who are they resonating with?
They resonate mainly with smaller markets, with people in our target demo. And so we know we're hitting our target demo. In terms of large versus small, it's kind of like, people who might be in Des Moines, Iowa versus Chicago. And I mean, logically, that makes sense because, if you're in a smaller market, you're looking for a place that you can go that, gives you an experience that you aren't having at home. And so, the cultural richness that we have in St. Louis, all of the experiences with our museums and our art scene, the music scene, obviously sports. So all of that kind of adds up to why, at least in our studies, why St. Louis really ranks high with those smaller markets in terms of being just a place that they really want to travel.
So beyond improving our image out there in some of these other markets, what's the return on investment for what you're doing?
Well, and that really, I think, is something that when you really dive in, the ROI that we have is the highest that we've achieved in about 5 years. And we're looking at $480 return for every dollar spent. And so that is for FY24. And we run on We don't run on a calendar year. We run on a fiscal year, July. And, so it's actually, when you look at the amount of money that you're spending and the amount that you're getting out of it, it is, that's when you know that your marketing campaign for St. Louis is working and it's paying dividends. It's also worth noting that not only is the ROI that we have among some of the highest in our competitive set, our cost of getting to those people who are making the decision to come to St. Louis is lower. So we're looking at 15 cents per aware household, where the baseline for similar markets is actually 32 cents. We're at about half of what other markets are spending to reach those consumers who then decide to travel.
Now, obviously, with anything, looking at the effectiveness of a campaign, Is there room for improvement? Are there things you're looking at that you think, okay, we need to focus on this next?
Absolutely. So we kind of have a heat map in terms of, you know, what people think about the attributes of St. Louis. And, you know, I don't think that it would be surprising that, you know, crime, perception of crime is something that we need to work on. I think that a lot of folks who pay attention to the news, everyone's realized that we're now off of the top 10 list and crime is literally down double digits in St. Louis. And so there is a lot that we need to do to get that story out there, to again help reshape some of that perception, but also, you know, shaping St. Louis as a welcoming community for a very diverse audience, and just making sure that people do understand that it's affordable. It is easy to get here. We have really tremendous Lyft at our airport, and it's just, there's just an incredible array of experiences that people can have here in St. Louis. So, and that's something that every year when we are looking at our marketing plan, you know, we don't go back to the drawing board necessarily, but we build on the prior year, and we look at ways that we can angle our storytelling to make sure that we are telling the best and most effective story about St. Louis.
All right. Well, we unfortunately are about out of time. We need to have you on for like 20 minutes sometime.
No problem.
pick out one. We've got a lot of events that people can find on the Explore St. Louis website. Pick out one for us that you think we need to hit this weekend.
It is the St. Louis International Film Festival, and that runs November 7 to 17. This is an annual thing that I personally look forward to. It is taking place across the St. Louis region from Edwardsville to the Chase Park Plaza to WashU to Webster. Obviously, High Point Theater. And this is, you know, any type of film you want to watch, it is going to be part of this film festival. So definitely go. It's the 33rd annual. So if you go to their website, if you go to our website, explorestlouis.com, you're going to be able to find out more information. And actually, through the St. Louis Film Office, we're supporting and sponsoring the film festival. So we're really proud to be part of that.
Fantastic. Kat, thank you so much. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
That is Kat Neville with Explore St. Louis joining us this morning on Total Information AM.